So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel ruled v'machalts a Shabbos v'oyver b'ritz kechavim eimat tzilnos b'nafshon. If someone is attempting to desecrate the Shabbos or worship idols, he may not be killed to stop him from committing these transgressions. The Gemara cites two dissenting opinions. Rav Shimon ben Yechai Yomer, ha'eved abayitz kechavim, nitin latzila b'nafshon mekal v'chaymer. We do kill someone trying to worship idols, and it's derived from mekal v'chaymer as follows. Uma pagam hedyit nitin latzila b'nafshon, pagam gevoya l'koshkin. If we kill someone to spare another person from disgrace, certainly we should kill him to spare Hashem the dishonor of someone worshiping idols. The Gemara points out, Kesavar einchim min hadin. Shimon ben Yechai holds that we derive punishments from logical arguments such as a kal v'chaymer. We also kill someone trying to desecrate the Shabbos because Savalo Kavua the Amma Inchim and Adin. He agrees with his father's Kabuchem that we kill someone trying to worship idols. And so Asya Shabbos Bechil Chilum Avodas Kechavim. We then expand the Gzeirah Shavah comparing the laws of Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlokes regarding Yaharig Val Yaver. In which cases one must give up his life rather than transgress an Avera? One brisa rules, kol aveir shebetayre, im oibin la'odam, avar val tarig, yava val yarig. If someone's life is threatened unless he violates any prohibition in the Torah, he should transgress the prohibition to save his life. With the following three exceptions, chutzim avitz kechavim, vigila arayis, ushvichas dam. One must give up his life rather than worship idols, engage in illicit relations, or commit murder. The Gemara cites the sources for these three exceptions. Avodas Kechavim, the Pasuk says, V'yahavtes Hashem l'kecha b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol meidecha. And the Braisa asks, Im neme b'chol nafshecho, lama neme b'chol meidecha. V'im neme b'chol meidecha, lama neme b'chol nafshecho. Why does the Torah need to specify that one should love Hashem and not worship idols with both his life and his possessions? And the Braisa explains, Im yesh l'cha adam shegufo y'cha v'lav me'memoinoi l'kach neme b'chol nafshecho. V'im yesh l'cha adam shememoinecha v'lav me'gufo y'lekach neme b'chol meidecha. Whether one's life or possessions are more precious to him, he must give them up to avoid worshipping idols. However, the Gemara cites a dissenting brisa. Im amr lei la'adam a'ovar avodas kechavim va'al tarig, yaver val yarig. If someone is told to worship idols or forfeit his life, he shall worship the idol, as the pasuk says, v'chai behem v'leit shi'amas behem. One should live with the mitzvahs, not die because of them. However, the brisa adds, yoch la'filu b'fahesya, in public, one must forfeit his life and not cause a chil Hashem. Shvichas damim svaruhu. We can logically deduce that one may not commit murder to save his life, as seen from the following incident. Someone told Rabba, Amarli Mari Durai, Zil Katli Laplanya, Veiloi Katilin Olach. The governor of my town told me to kill a certain person, or else he will kill me. Rabba ruled, Liktaluch, Veloi Tiktal. Allow him to kill you and did not commit murder. Because miyemer de dama di dach sumik tvei dilma dama dahu gaber sumik tvei. Who said your blood is redder than his? Perhaps his blood is redder than yours. In other words, why would you assume that your life is more valuable in the eyes of Hashem than his life? As Rashi explains, ein kan loyim revachai behem v'lo yishayom es behem. The het of achai behem does not apply because lo hitra akosav el mishum chavivis nafshim shal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kan shiyesh ibu nefesh chaveri li nitin davar hamelech lidachis. One can only transgress a prohibition to save his life because of the great value attached to a Jewish life. However, in this case, a Jewish life will be lost either way, and so there is no reason to transgress the prohibition to commit murder. Gila arise. Regarding Nair Marasa, the Pasuk says, Ki kashu yakum ishal re'eyu ritzachi nefesh kenad davar hazeh. And Rebbe explains, Makish Nair Marasa l'ritzach. The Torah compares the halacha of murder and illicit relations, and so, Ma ritzach yiharg val yaver, af Nair ha-marasa tiharg val taver. Just as one may not commit murder even to save his life, he also may not engage in illicit relations even to save his life. The Gemara qualifies the distinction made between the Gimel Averis Chamuris, the three cardinal sins, and other Averis. Lo yishanu elo shaloi b'shas gzeres ha-malchus. Al b'shas gzeres ha-malchus afil ha-mitzvah kali yaharg val yaver. This only applies during ordinary times. However, when the government issues decrees against performing mitzvahs, one is obligated to give his life for any mitzvah. This above applies only in private. However, in public, one must give his life and not transgress any mitzvah even. One must give his life even not to change the customary way that Jews tie their shoes. And the Gemara explains, in public is defined as doing something in the presence of 10 Jews. The Gemara asks about Esther Fahasyavya. Why was Esther allowed to be married to Achashverosh if this was public knowledge? The Gemara gives two answers. Esther Karko Oilam Haisa. She did not actively participate in the Aver. Hanos atzman shani, when the non-Jew is merely interested in his own pleasure, it is permitted. Based on the second answer, the Gemara rules, akum de omer le lahai Yisrael, kotel es pasta b'shabbat b'shodi l'chevasa, v'iloi ketin olach, likta b'loi likta lei. If a non-Jew tells a Jew to cut plants on Shabbos to feed his animals or else he will kill him, he should cut the plants. However, if he says, shodi l'nahara, likta lei b'loi likta. Lavurim milsa kabayi. If he tells him to cut the plants and throw them in the river, he should give up his life because the non-Jew's motivation is clearly to have the Jew desecrate the Shabbos. The Gemara inquires, Benoyach mitzvah kedushas Hashem, or in mitzvah kedushas Hashem? Are non-Jews commanded in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and must give their lives not to transgress one of the seven mitzvahs? The Gemara does not resolve this inquiry. The Gemara records an incident where Adam echad nasan einav beisha achas v'hela li beitina. Someone became obsessed with a certain woman and fell ill. Uvol v'shol l'raifim v'amru ein l'takana achetibal. And the doctor said that he would only recover if he lived with her. Acham ruled, Yemusuv al tivoyloi, he should rather die. Furthermore, Yomus val tamar lefonav aruma, Yomus vay desapri may macher hageder, he should rather die than to see her undressed or even to converse with her from behind a barrier. The Gemara cites a machlekes whether Eshes ish haisa, she was a married woman, or Penuya haisa, she was not married, and yet they were concerned, Mishun pegam mishpacha, not to cause disgrace to her family, or Kadesh lo yehi b'nois Yisrael prutzes barayis, to prevent immodest behavior. The Gemara points out, "Valinseva minsev lemias v'daite." It would not have helped for him to marry her because "Maim genuv miyamtaku." Stolen waters are sweet, and he specifically desired the illicit relationship. Hanulach ben Sari Maru Abogashem completed the 8th parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and will begin the 9th parak Hanisrafen in the next year, Be'ezaz Hashem.